This was Hubert Humphrey's final visit to New York City in his quest for this state's 43 electoral votes. The Garment Center is the traditional place for Democratic candidates to have their final rally, and today's was organized by the International Ladies Garment Workers Union and well organized. The union always turns its people out for this one. They came out for Hubert Humphrey, 15 to 20,000. There are numbers possibly not so large as they have been for past presidential candidates on the Democratic line, but this was a friendly crowd. Harry Van Arsdale, the head of the AFL-CIO in New York, one of the participants, and Humphrey seemed to be lifted in spirit by the crowd.
It's swinging good, boys. It's swinging good. It's really fine.
Are you really optimistic on the basis of what you've seen in New York?
I'm very optimistic. We're going to win this election, boys. Get ready. Buy your wife a new dress and get ready for the inaugural.
Mr. Humphrey said the tide of battle had turned. Whether it has or it hasn't is still debatable, but there's no doubt that Humphrey appeared to be more confident than on any other visit during this campaign to New York. The message he gave to this audience of primarily trade unionists was clear and simple. He called the roll of great Democratic presidents of the past and said that if labor wants to continue to enjoy gains from the national government, it should vote for him, vote for the Democrats, that if they vote Republican, labor unionists will lose out. Whether or not the message got across will be determined, of course, on election day. And the fate of New York's 43 electoral votes may well depend on how the unionists vote in this state. Gay Pressman, NBC News, in the Garment area.
Mr. Humphrey packed them in today at a street corner rally in the Garment Center. The crowd estimates vary, but 20,000 seems to be a fairly safe estimate. The vice president arrived here from Philadelphia. The pro-Humphrey signs and sentiment far overshadowed the smattering of Nixon and Wallace supporters on hand. And of course, there was the ever-present chant echoing through the crowd. Vice President's remarks centered on whether Nixon can be trusted to lead the nation. And Humphrey asked the crowd for its help. Mr. Humphrey rounded out his day in New York with appearances in Queens, the Bronx, and Yonkers, and tonight he is scheduled to be in Baltimore. The New York...
Expectant of pulling off a major upset, which the vice president hopes will begin with a sweep of New York and the state's 43 electoral votes.
You know, a lot of things have been happening. Why, I read here time after time how Mr. Nixon had this election in the bag. Oh, they said he had it in the bag. But let me tell you what's going to happen. When Mr. Nixon opens that bag on November 5th, out will jump Humphrey and Muskie.
The Democratic nominee's chances of carrying New York State have brightened considerably during the past 3 weeks. Financial and organizational woes that beset Humphrey workers during most of the campaign apparently are no longer as serious as they once were. Morton Dean, CBS News, with the Humphrey campaign in New York City.
The Chicago Tribune today raised questions about the 12-year-old transaction by which then-Senator Humphrey acquired 6 lakeside lots for his home at Waverly, Minnesota. The story suggested that the property was a gift from a wealthy dairyman, Ray Ewald, whose firm then was involved in a federal antitrust suit. The story said the deed was not recorded for 2 years and that official records of the transaction bear no tax stamps, indicating that no money changed hands. Earlier, Ewald Dairy and other defendant milk firms pleaded no contest to a criminal conspiracy charge in the antitrust case and were fined $3,000 each. But the civil phase of that case was not finally resolved until after the land transaction. Ewald, a conservative Republican who has been a financial backer of Minnesota Democrats and a longtime friend of Humphrey, is recovering from a heart attack and a series of strokes. Today, he seemed confused about the transaction, saying he did not recall whether it was a gift or a sale. But Ewald's wife and brother both said Humphrey bought the land, but they did not remember the price. The brother, who was head of the dairy, flatly denied any connection between the transaction and the lawsuit. Humphrey himself described the report as bunk, but refused to be interviewed by CBS News on the subject.